episode of Rick's Horror Video Game Review Show, where we review all things related to horror. Horror movies, horror TV shows, horror documentaries, horror primetime specials from the 1990s featuring Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs, horror YouTube shorts, horror everything, and absolutely anything that deals with horror. And tonight, did I forget to mention we also review horror gimmicks and wrestling? Because we do that too, but tonight, a very special episode, our first horror video game review! But before I get into that, there's a special type of horror that I really gravitate towards. And that's horror that has to deal with the Catholic Church and demonic possession. Why? Because it's creepy. But I also like horror that has zombies and vampires, especially those vampires that shows what they do in the darkness. Or rather, the shadows. Of course, I also like a good old witch story or a witch's coven. That's fun, too. And of course, the classic ghost story, a ghost that haunts your house, that lives in your attic, that just wants to fuck with you. You know why? Why not? Got nowhere else to be. If this is your first time on our show, welcome. Pick the good one. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Big the special episode. But before I go on, I'd like to introduce the co-host of Rick's Horror Review Show, Rick's Rated R Horror Review Show, Billy the AI! Ah, yeah, that's me. And, are you revealing that? Are you doing like a video game every today? That's amazing. Is it Back to the Future video game or something? It is not that Back to the Future video game, Billy. Although that's not a bad idea. Yeah, now I think at some point you're going to add the review Back to the Future because I got an interesting fact for you. Okay. Is it part of like your fun facts, your music or something? Oh, no, it's not part of the fun facts. I actually don't have fun facts for this review, but turn it off. Okay. Yeah, so, did you know that, maybe we should make it a segment of Did You Know with Billy the AI? Okay. You got one segment already. All right, I'm pushing it. Oh, man, that's a good idea. You gotta, you know. Did you know with Billy the AI, that has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, don't you think? Okay, well, what is it? What do you want to share? I was going to say, did you know that, Back to the Future actually takes place during Halloween? I mean, it happened on October 26, 1985, so maybe, it happened in October, maybe what you should do is you should review it, because that's very clearly a Halloween movie. You should totally review that movie now. You know what, Billy? That's a great idea, actually. Yeah, you should totally do. Oh, by the way, are you producers barking in your ear? Because I think they're barking in my ear. Before I go on, my producers are already barking in my ear, and they want me to tell you to be our friend on the old socials at Rick's Horror, on the TikTok, on the Instagram, on the YouTubes, and of course on the Facebook. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lesterholm. If you liked that clip, follow Rick on his YouTube channel where he posts other shit too. Thank you, Mr. Lesterholm. Mr. Holt. As I mentioned earlier, tonight's a special episode because we are reviewing our very first horror video game review! And actually, Billy, did you say you didn't have five fun facts with Billy the AI? Because I swear that you have five fun facts with Billy the AI. Or four, I don't know how many you're doing. Nah, I was just kidding. I didn't want to make it seem like, you know, I'm going to do 10-minute segments or anything like that, but maybe you should really consider adding Did You Know with Billy the AI.
All right. Let's jump into this one. If you are new to our show, we have a simple format that we'd like to adhere to, and then we're changing it a little bit for our first horror video game review, and it goes a little something like this. Why did I decide to review this video game? And then we have four fun game facts with Billy the AI. I'll tell you what console I'm playing this on, because that's an important thing to answer, right? If you're a real gamer. And I'll tell you whether or not this video game is skit. I thought I heard that lousy kid. And then I'll tell you whether or not this video game is... Hey, mister! Ugh. How do you keep getting in here, child?
Hey, mister!
What?
I love video game, but, I don't like scary stuff, so I was wondering if, this game that you're gonna review is,
It's what?
Well, I know it's entertaining and, but is it scary?
Get out of here, child! Of course this game is entertaining. Get out of here again! Of course this game is scary. How dare you? Is the jump scare overused? Believe it or not, video games also use the jump scare. Is it overused? I'll tell ya. What kind of game modes does this game have? And I'll tell you about the things I liked. Not things in general, I like all kinds of shit. Things about the game that I liked. And then I'll tell you about the things I don't like about this video game. Sometimes there are a few things that I don't like, but we'll tell you about all those things. Coming right up. Is the gameplay repetitive? Interesting question. Of course, do I endorse it? We'll give this game a rating. I'll give you a little bit of context, and if there's anything about it, the game that is illogical, sometimes games also don't follow logic. It happens. And then we'll do Sapo gameplay, and then we'll do a second rating. Without further ado, let's jump right into this one. Position myself. I'm not sure. Why did I decide to review this game? I like games that I like games that I can play by myself. That's right. I am not a fan of playing video games online. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just like first-person games. This is the kind of game that I really enjoy. I don't know what I hate more. Slashers or playing online? I really don't. I'm sorry, you can't pause the game. I'm a goddamn adult. I need a pause button. Pause. Oh, you can't pause because it's a video game as a service, so I gotta wait for everybody else to spawn or whatever the hell nonsense is you gotta do when you play online games. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I need to be able to pause my game, put my control down, grab a drink of something, maybe read the newspaper. That's right. The old newspaper. No, not that old. I'm not a fan. So why this game? Because I thought it was a really interesting game in the horror survival genre to review. The reason for that, again, I like playing video games by myself. I like the horror survival genre. Right, by the way, I like playing games online too. All right. It's just certain type of games I gravitate towards. I like cooperative gameplay more than competing to see how many bullets I can throw off and shoot off in 3 seconds. Not my type of game. I'm sorry. I enjoy it once in a while, sure, but it's just not my thing. If it's your thing, congratulations. Same thing as my slashers. You don't like the slashers? Congratulations. There's a bunch for you. If you like first-person shooters, FPS, by the way, tell you. By the way, there's first-person shooting in this game. Not to give too much away. But yeah, I like horror survival games. I like games where I can play by myself. And this thing checks both of those boxes. Now, the interesting thing about this game is not your typical horror survival. I'm doing things with my hands again. If you're just listening and not watching, I'm doing things with my hands again. It's very interesting. In the sense that it's not your typical horror survival style game, but it's very, 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 very good. I dare say one of the best horror survival games ever made. Hands down, bar none. Oh, and I don't think I mentioned the guy, the title yet. I am talking about The Long... This game. This darkness that fills you. The darkness and the cold around you. It's everywhere. It's around you. It's inside you. It's inside your head. You're cold. It's cold. It's dark. You're dark.
Yeah.
The Long Dark! That's why. Okay, anyway, let's move on to... Four Fun Game Facts with Billy the AI! Billy?
Ah, okay. Yeah, here we go. By the way, I actually... Hold on a second. I'm gonna try this game out. Give me a second here. What? Oh my goodness, I just passed it. Oh my goodness, it's an amazing game. Can I give it a rate? No rating yet, Oh, right. Four fun film facts with Billy. This is four fun game facts with Billy Day. Hi, welcome. Can I get an applause?
Boy, you're really starting to, like, a lot of showmanship here.
Well, you gotta get the people what they want. They came by, you know, they came for the show.
All right. Come on, Mr. You know, flippity triangles over there.
Hey, are you mocking me?
I'm not mocking you at all. Just get on with it.
All right. This game at the Long Dark was, it has indie beginnings, and, you know, it was developed by a game studio called Hinterland, a small independent game studio in Canada, and actually started as a Kickstarter campaign back in 2013, and it was very successful. Actually, this game is older than me. I wasn't even around back then. Not that long ago. Anyway, it raised around $256,000 Canadian dollars from about 7,000 backers. Did you back this game, by the way?
I did not. Oh, I wasn't aware. I totally would have backed it. I backed other games, but, well, I didn't back this one. I wish I knew.
Yeah. Anyway, the game takes place in the Canadian wilderness. You know, the game setting is inspired by the northern Canadian wilderness, and that really reflects the developer's Canadian roots. Like I just said, this game is a Canadian, the game by a Canadian game studio, and the environments are not just only a backdrop, but a character itself. They offer a stark, beautiful, and obviously, as you know, because of Sling You Play.
Thanks.
Yeah, and often deadly canvas for player survival stories. It's quite horrific, really. Okay, so here's the interesting thing about this game. There are no zombies in this game. Now, I know what you're thinking. That this is, how can this be a horror survival game if there are no zombies? I'm not thinking that at all. That's because you played this game, obviously, too.
Okay. Go on.
Oh, right, sorry. I was playing another round, sorry. Yeah, so there are no zombies in this game, unlike many horror survival games that focus on zombies, a monster threat, nothing like that. The Long Dark is horror survival at its finest because it emphasizes the horror of realism and the horror of human versus nature conflicts, and the player contends with the cold and the hunger and wildlife and disease, and making for a survival experience that is truly grounded in a horrific reality. So that's a really, really interesting game mode, you know, that you don't really get a lot of horror survival like this.
Honestly, I can't remember anything. I mean, if there's new things that are like this. No, I really can't. I love this game.
Yeah, so, okay, so as far as the game, it includes a story mode that is called Wintermute, which offers episodic content that delves into the characters and mysteries of the game in a post-apocalyptic world. And, you know, this was a significant addition that expanded the game beyond its original survival mode. And, yeah, it's very interesting, huh? Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I've played both modes over and over and over, and, well, I don't want to get into whether or not I got the things I liked sections coming up. So please, go on. Yeah. Another interesting thing that the game... Hold on a second. You said four. This is five now? All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff I couldn't really pay. Fine. Keep going. Yeah. So there's an amazing voice cast. You know, Wintermute. The story mode features voice work from very well-known actors, including Mark Meer. You may know him for his role as Commander Shepard in the Mass Effect series, and of course Jennifer Hale also from Mass Effect, among other notable actors. Do you know Mass Effect? Oh, I know Mass Effect. Of course I know Mass Effect. I even know Mass Effect Andromeda. Damn it, Billy. One of my favorite games. You like Andromeda? No, I meant to say one of my favorite game series, all the Mass Effect stuff. But, you know, Andromeda wasn't that bad. Yeah, it's buggy as hell. But, you know, everything is buggy nowadays. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, there's also the survival mode. And, you know, that is an interesting mode. It's a sandbox experience that challenges players to see how long they can survive in the open world with the conditions gradually becoming more horrific and more difficult. And this mode has been praised for the depth and realism and the true horror survival experience of what it would be like to be stuck out in the Canadian wilderness. My goodness. Okay, next one. The Long Dark features a distinctive art style that uses sort of a muted color palette and stylized visuals to create a sense of isolation and beauty amidst the desolation of the frozen landscape. This choice really sets it apart from more photorealistic survival games. You know, everybody's always just trying to fight to see which game looks the prettiest, how many pixels you can squeeze in into stuff like that. But, you know, the Long Dark really doesn't take that route. And I really think it does a really good job at establishing its own sense of art style. Very interesting. Are you done? I got one more. Wow. You laugh? I've never heard you laugh, haven't they? I'm trying out laughing. Hey, do you want to hear it again? Hi! Sorry. Okay, this is the last one. The game has been used, or rather, it's been noted for its educational potential in teaching players about survival techniques and the importance of resource management, planning, and decision-making in crisis situations. And that's going to be it for, you know, I think that was 8 fun film facts at Billy Day. Well done. I wasn't aware that this game was used for educational purposes. Who knew? That's amazing. Such a great game. Thank you so much for that, Bill. Yeah, absolutely. Let's continue. Let's get it done. Let's get it done indeed, Billy. Okay. So what console did I play this game on? Well, I play this on 2 consoles, but they're both similar. So I play this on my Steam Deck. If you don't know what a Steam Deck is, go look it up. And I also play this on my PC, which I think I might be able to capture here in one of the shots. This guy right here, yeah. So I played on both, but this game I think is available for all major consoles and minor ones, so I think it's available for the Switch, PC, obviously, the Nintendo. I just said the Nintendo. The Play Status 4 and 5. The X-Bone Series X, and all those stuff, Series S, it's available everywhere. So, if you have any of those consoles, go pick up this game before I get further ahead into this. So, is this game scary? I gotta tell you, after I've got quite a few hundred hours in this game, when you first start playing this game, you definitely will feel a sense of dread, a sense of aloneness, a sense of despair, that all of those will translate into this game being scary, on top of the fact that there are some genuinely scary settings in the game. More now than ever. I started playing this game maybe in 2016. It wasn't a finished game. It was just a survival mode, and I loved it then. The music, the atmospheres really lended a sense of genuine horror. But having all said all that, now I don't think it's that scary, but I will give this game a 4 out of 10 on the scary scale, and that's for me. Is the jump scare overused? It is not overused. It is used sparingly. It's well used, but it's not overused. And, you know, I'm not going to spoil that part for you when you get what causes a jump scare. Well, I'll get into it later when I start doing the gameplay. But for now, I'm going to try to keep this as spoiler-free as I possibly can. The game modes Billy already spoke about. You will have the story mode or the single-player mode. A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, a single-player story mode. Absolutely. If you are out there listening to this show and you develop games, add a single-player story mode for all of the adults out there listening who don't want to come home after a day of hard work to play with other people online. We need our pause button. A round of applause for the pause button. So the single player mode is called Wintermute. And it's amazing. And by the way, the story has yet to be concluded because they released this in episode. Right now we're on episode 4 and we are waiting for episode 5 to be released later this year. Survival mode. That mode is probably the mode where I've spent... Actually, it's pretty much 50-50 because I've gone back to this game after not playing it for a while because it's not finished. And I've gone back and replayed episodes sometimes because, you know, I played it on the Steam Deck where I switched the computer. But I've played the Wintermute story mode, single player story mode, several times, the episode several times. In fact, when I repicked it up a couple of months ago, I redid some of those episodes again just because they're so good. And if you are a fan of this show, you would know that I don't like re-watching shit over and over and over. But this game is so good. The Things I Like, sponsored as usual. By the way, if you're not a gamer, you don't have to be. If you like horror and horror survival, pick this game up. Just, you know, if you're a fan, in fact, maybe even YouTube, The Long Dark Story. And then just watch the story. It's so good. Anyway, The Things I Like, sponsored as usual by no one. The sound design, my goodness. Effective sound design in this game. You are in the Canadian wilderness, and you get to experience all sounds that you could possibly imagine in a Canadian wilderness. But there's also places and locations and areas in the video game that are not outdoors. In fact, some of the latest episodes have a lot of indoor stuff, and those are the ones that I feel are a little scarier, but the sound design and absolutely everything is phenomenal. I love the sound design. The environmental design, my goodness, I just mentioned that. The exterior settings, the internal settings, the everything in between, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, the 12th dimension. Every dimension available, including two-dimensional of space. Everything about the environmental design in this game is phenomenal. And by the way, no, there are not two dimensions. There's two dimensions of space? Hold on a second. You said there were two dimensions of space. You lied. Hold on just a second. Hold your horses there, Johnson. It was a joke, and there are no two dimensions of space. I just make a joke, eh? But if there were, they would probably be designed in an amazing way. The storytelling and the narrative, engaging plot, compelling story that gradually unfolds and keeps you hooked and motivated and deeper as you go into the horror experience that is The Long Dark. the mysteries, the lore, and the characters' backstories, which themselves are a mystery. Everything about the storytelling and the narrative is absolutely brilliant in this game. My goodness, take a bow, Mondark. There's also psychological depth in the storytelling. It's not some dumb thing, you know. I'm sorry, if you like the old shoot, run to the pick up a gun and we're gonna shoot each other, pew, pew. If you like those kind of games, that's totally cool. But no, there's a purpose to what you're doing in this game. It feels meaningful. And by the way, I sure reckon be shitting alone on the old first-person shooters. I play dumb games too, all right?
Oh, did you just call the first-person shooter games dumb?
Well, let me rephrase that. I also play games that are not necessarily engaging your brain too much, more about like how quick you can fire a bullet and like twitch reaction sort of stuff. Congratulations if you love those games. If it relaxes you, totally cool. Not judging, just shame on me. For me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again. The gameplay mechanics in this game, the resource management, like limited ammo. I said there are guns in this game, but it's not your typical run and gun and, you know, where ammo is unlimited. No, that is why this is such a good game. You have to think critically about whether or not you should use that bullet for that particular thing that you're trying to shoot at. You may not get another bullet for another 2 or 3 days. In fact, you may not get another bullet at all. So you have to think about it, and sometimes it's not that difficult a decision to make. You got to use that gun, and that's it. But other times, ugh, so good. Anyway, resource management, phenomenal. Not just with the bullets, the food, the water, everything. There is an element to stealth and avoid. It's not as much as I would like, but it's also not, I would say, the cliche it's kind of way. Like, by the way, I love myself some Metal Gear Solid, but I mean, the stealth element is dumb, right? Literally, somebody sees you and you go and you hide under a stupid box and you're like, you're hidden forever. By the way, I love it. Not shitting on it. But the stealth element in this game is a little more realistic. And by the way, of course, they have to code certain distances between the character can see you or not see you, right? Those distances in a game like Metal Gear Solid tend to be a little closer. This one feels a little more organic. And can you imagine, you're out in the middle of the wilderness, you're very easy to spot. It's just whether or not one of these characters takes an interest in you, one of these NPCs. The immersive first-person perspective in this game, and I mean immersive in every aspect of the word, it's just beautiful. It enhances, you know, the scares, the horror, makes it more personal and makes it more direct. It feels like you're there fighting for your life. The element of surprise in this game. There are threats that do surprise you. I didn't mention the jump scare. But the element of surprise in terms of, like, not just a character showing up when you don't expect it, but also in terms of, like, you expect certain resources at a certain point of the game. Like, every game, you're like, oh, I'm going to spawn something here. Not that way. It's very well done. It's a very well-written game in terms of, like, how it's programmed, in terms of resources and when you think you're going to get something and you don't get it. There are instances in this game, and I don't want to spoil too much, where I am looking for a particular thing and I cannot find it anywhere. It almost seems like they know that I want it. They don't know. And I spent, you know, in game hours, in game time, days trying to locate this resource and I just can't get it. And you think, well, yeah, I'm going quick. I like those kind of games. No, you can't. You want to find that resource. It's so good. So rewarding when you do. If you do. This game has, in terms of, you know, I mentioned this is a horror survival game, and turn this off. Psychological horror over gore. Do not come into the Long Dark expecting a tremendous amount of gore. Now, there is gore by certain characters, and I won't reveal that too much. But this is more this is the equivalent of, you know, a great psychological horror film. that's what this game is. You know, don't expect to see a ton of gore, or like I mentioned earlier, or Billy mentioned earlier. I'm sorry, Billy. I didn't mean to take credit for you. Yeah, you didn't mention that. I mentioned that there is no gore. There are no zombies in this game.
Correct.
So there aren't any zombies in this game, and there is gore, just not the kind of gore that you'd expect to see in a horror video game, you know? But that's a great thing. It just sets it apart. You know, like, if you're not a fan of this show, you know that I like shit that is different. And the psychological horror aspect of this game is beautiful. Congratulations. I mean, just talking about it, I get excited. But it's this mental and emotional engagement. The game, the Long Dark, really engages your mind and your emotions, and it leaves a lasting impact, and it creates a sense of dread at times that lingers after you put that game down. Such a good job. You're like, oh, I was like, I don't want to pick it up because I'm in a tough spot, or next day, you're like, oh, I can't really pick it up. Well, I got to pick it up now because I need to get out of this situation that I was in. And it's like, oh, great. The things I didn't like. Just one. More of a thing that grinds my gears. The fact that they have to release these things in an episodic way. Now, there is a reason for that. Hinterlands, and they put this in their games, you'll see this. They are not about crunching people into making a video game. They take care of the people that work for them. And I think it really shows in the quality of the work that they provide us with in this game. Having said that, it does take a little longer to get the product. And that's okay. It's more of a thing that grinds my gears. I'm waiting patiently for it. Is the gameplay repetitive? Well, you're not going to spawn and, you know, and try to plant a satchel of explosives for 3 hours straight, in that sense. If you like spawning and shooting and getting shot at and dying and spawning and shooting and killing and dying and spawning and shooting and killing, or shooting and not killing, or getting shot at and getting killed, and then spawning, and then moving to plant a satchel, or hold a hill, and then shooting, and not hitting anybody, and then somebody shooting at you from behind that you didn't see, and then respawning again, and then going to another location to find a better gun, but before you get there, you get shot at, not killed, but, you know, life is really low, and then you pick up that gun, but before you get a chance to shoot at anybody, you get shot and you get killed, and then you spawn again. If you like that kind of repetitive stuff, this game is not for you. There are repetitive elements, like with all games, there are certain things that happen, like even life is repetitive, right? Here we are being repetitive again! But it does not feel repetitive in that grinding kind of way. There are elements to the game, and I'm doing things with my hand again if you're just listening. There are things in the game, the actions that you must take, that you get really, really good at. The same thing that we do in life. The more of these episodes we do, the worse we get. Hopefully, the better we get. But of course, the gameplay mechanics are the gameplay mechanics, and they are updated once in a while, but they are what they are. But let me just say that they are not repetitive in the sense that it feels like you're just grinding away at the same thing. Okay? Do I endorse the Long Dark?
Is this on? Hello? Is my mic on? Is my mic on? Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Now it's on.
I think it was on. Hi. Sorry about that. The mic was off. My name is Rick. And you should play this game. Which camera? This camera. This camera. Even if you don't like video games that much, do yourself a favor and experience the experience that is The Long Dark. Believe me, you will enjoy it. Absolutely, I endorse this game, The Long Dark. What could you possibly expect from a game I have just been gushing over for the last 34 minutes, other than a 10 out of 10. for the Long Dark. Not because it's our first game review in here, Rick's Horror Video Game Review today, but because it's an amazing game that you have to try even if you don't love video games. If you love video games, you will absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, love this game. It's a single-player game. It has a pause button for all the adults that are listening, and I know there's a lot of adults out there. Play this game. You'll love it. It's not your typical horror game. It's not reliant on the old jump scare, although there are some. Such a great game. Okay. Now, let's move on. Billy, you there?
I can't put the gun down. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to anything you were saying. I was just trying to pass the whole Wintermute thing again. That's really good.
Wow. You weren't paying attention at all?
Well, I'm just kidding. I'm a multi-threaded individual.
Oh, you're an individual now.
Well, because I'm an individual, man. I'm a Billy D. Hey, I got a name and everything.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was able to, I've got an infinite number of cords and threads.
Infinite numbers of cords and threads?
No. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I played it again. That's a real good game. Here, take one of these.
Okay. So now we will do away with... This is the first time we've done this. So hopefully this is good. And by the way, before I get into it, I am using a Steam controller. I love these controllers. I don't know that these are still being made. If you got your hands on one of these, oh my goodness, the touchpad on this thing is amazing for this game and for many games. I love it here, and I also love it on the Steam Deck itself. You can also use a regular old Play Status controller or an Xbox controller. That works too, or anything that's Bluetooth controller. I cannot say enough about this game. Maybe I'll do a review of the Steam Deck controller. Yeah, or the Steam controller. By the way, they took the technology from the Steam controller and implemented it in the Steam Deck, so you know it's good. Okay, enough of that. Now let's switch to this look. Oh, look at this. Okay, it says now. Let's see how well we do. Turn the volume on this one. Let's see how long ago. Okay, so the goal here is, this is my journal. I died. I done rigging die. The goal here is not to, like, stream for hours and hours and hours. These are all the modes I was telling you about. Just to give you a little bit, just to wet your pick.
Hey, I just want to wet my beak a little bit, huh? Just give me a little taste, eh?
Just to give you a little taste of this game. Now, we're going to do survival. I played this extensively. We'll do a new one. And then what I'm going to do here is I'm going to start with Interloper. Interloper is the toughest setting that you can play in this game. You can do a custom scenario too, which is really fun. I tend to play in custom scenarios now. And then we'll do a little bit of Stalker, a little bit of Voyeur, and a little bit of Pilgrims, just so that you can get a sense for how this game works. Okay, so let's jump right into Interloper. I can choose your character, male or female. Now I've had a couple of... Look at how many other achievements I yet to unlock. And I've played this game hundreds of hours. Maybe you shouldn't be saying that. I am going to activate this free runner thing and this cold fusion thing. Now, if you can say, it tells you that you spent a total of 100 days outside and you get this neat little feat, and that helps you now, which gives you, for example, this one, the free runner one. I've sprinted more than 50 kilometers, and this is America's kilometers. What's that? I get a benefit. Sprinting now burns 25% less calories, which is crucial. By the way, the calories that you consume are crucial in this game. Consider, think, as Billy mentioned, this is like a horror survival training game. You are stuck outside in the Canadian wilderness. Absolutely everything and anything that has to do with you consuming calories or staying warm, all that stuff is important. I won't get too much into all the game mechanics. Anyway, the cold fusion one, I get this benefit. I'm now less susceptible to the cold. The permanent +2 bonus. And by the way, I'm going to keep these on because Interloper is tough as hell. Okay, confirm. I'm going to call this Sandbox 4, and off we go. And you get this cool little quote from the game.
well, mysterious geomagnetic storm has brought your plane crashing down. A mysterious geomagnetic storm has brought your plane crashing down into the northern Canadian wilderness. How long can you survive? Okay. I'm going to turn this on because the game has pretty good music. And I get a neat quote. It's a Charles Darwin quote. It's not the strongest of the species that survives or the most intelligent. Clearly, I'm not most intelligent. Okay, so pay attention here quick. What I'm looking at here, down here on the left corner, you have your heart meter. Obviously, that's your health meter, or your condition, rather. And then you have a temperature meter, a thermometer. Then you have your tired level, your thirst level, and your food level. Now I start off with all of those relatively full, but look how quickly that thermometer thing is degrading now. I am in a terrible location, but at the very least, I spawned during the day. But look how quickly that meter now is moving. And now I'm walking, and if I hit the sprint button, you can see that now my energy level is also going to start to drop down. Now, at this point, I played this game so long, I have a relative good idea of what I want to do. Like, right now, it's pretty early in the day. I just want to see if I can find some indoor location so I can stay safe from, and this is going to be spoilers. Four now. Spoilerful territory. Okay, so look how steep this hill is. I can try to go down this hill, but it's very likely that I'll wind up breaking something or falling. So I'm going to try to see if I can find something a little less steep than that. And by the way, look how difficult it is to navigate to, by the way. This is my... I pull my map out. I see nothing. I have no idea where I am. I haven't explored anything. But you get this little neat... spray paint thing, and that helps you search for things. So I'm just gonna, oh my god, it's empty, so I can't even tell where I am. I don't got no charcoal, man. I can probably break this branch with my bare hands. Oh, my face is covering that. Oh, that's great. I'm gonna move this thing right here. Just maybe I should make my who needs to see me that much? Nobody. Make myself a little smaller. Little window. Okay, so if I break this branch, it'll cost me 10 minutes and 42 calories, and I've got 19,000 calories or 1900 calories, and it's cold. I am not gonna do that right now. My goal right now, number one goal, is to get indoors. By the way, I can definitely try and hunt those bunnies with a stone. I will need food. I have nothing. I have no food. I have no water. I have no medication. I don't have a weapon. I have no decoys. If something tries to attack me, I'm done. I also have no light sources. Oh, look, I spawned in the middle of the day. Phenomenal. So it's going to get dark, and it's going to get dark quickly. I guess you could say. I couldn't think of a clever thing to say with the long dark. My brain is focused over here. Okay, so now I'm going to check this out. Not quite as steep. Actually, I'm going to move this window here because there's so many things that I need to be able to see here. I don't think there's anything here. Okay. There we go. If I start to, okay, so you see that little red thing, that little red wing? I think that's, I don't know what it is. I've never actually figured out what that is. But that means that I better thread lightly. Okay, now pay attention to the deal thermometer. It's in red. It's red already. That means I'm freezing. Eventually, when that thing is completely gone, it's going to turn red and I will be at risk for good old hypothermia. Now, of course, I've been talking on this microphone, which is... hypothermia risk. Considering I've not done this before, I think we're doing okay. I mean, trying to explain the action that's going on. Okay, so now I'm down that hill, and I'm going to sprint at the expense of my energy. Now it's time to really try to run and fight to see if I can find anywhere to be safe. There are locations. Hopefully we find a cabin. Car won't do because they are cars. You can, there's obviously vehicles. No vehicles were, completely... Yeah, that's for ceramic. Pay attention. How beautiful this is, by the way. We got amazing weather today, somehow. Okay, we just got lucky. Oh! Woo! Little old jump scare, huh? Okay, so... pay attention and stop talking so much. Just let the game do its thing. I'm looking for shelter. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank Sinatra. That's right, baby, we're looking for shelter to get away from this cold. Cold like my baby who said no to me. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank Sinatra. Look at that music. Look at that music. Oh, so great. Oh, what? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Okay. They're looking. Let's see if there's anything in this river. There's caves too, by the way. We're in spoiler-full territory now. That's the bridge I just walked under. Oh, and pay attention to my little heart meter down there. Not because I am at risk for hypothermia. That's not going to start to also drop. If that drops, when that drops, you did. D-E-D, dead. We're good on time. It's only 46 minutes in. You know, we've done episodes of reviews that are a minute, an hour and 20 or so. I figured we'd do 10 minutes of each one of these levels. We'll see how far we can get. Not like my sprint meter. I sprinted to the point where now I have run out of energy on the right side. My sprint my sprint points are all the way down. My I'm still relatively not tired. You see that little eye? See the eye? I see right. But now you see wilderness as far. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no 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 no. Okay. Well, this is not gonna end well. That's a wolf. Oh shit. When this wolf hits 38 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit. I've got nothing. I've nothing to ward this wolf off with. No decoy, I have no weapons, no stones. If this guy attacks me, I'll try to, you know, punch my way out of the situation. But if he does that, oh, he's still hearing me. Oh my goodness, he's. Hear that music? Did I just go under this bridge again? Oh. Dang it, Baba! I don't want to turn around. It's still there. Wait, this is a different bridge. No, this is the same stupid bridge. Let's see, where is he? He's relatively far. I think he's just stalking. It's too early in the game to get eaten by a wolf, by the way. Come on. Come on. Oh, I can't sprint. Oh, I gotta walk. We're walking. Oh. Okay, you see that meter still going down. Music. The music lets me know, by the way. The music lets you know that you're being stalked by a wolf. But you will always hear that wolf growl first. It's savoring. Oh, so loud. Okay, so I don't think I've been here before. I got my sprint meter up a little bit. So now we're going to sprint away from that guy. I don't think you can lose wolves in Interloper. But maybe. Maybe they just stalk you until they forget about you. Clearly, he's not that hungry. Well, if I get within a certain distance, or if he gets within a certain distance, he starts to attack immediately. So hopefully, there's no. okay, he's just walking. He's walking. Okay, we're okay. We're okay. We just need to find indoors somewhere. Fucking thing. Where is there a cave? Cabin. Oh, this is a road here, so this is good. You see this little wood thing up here? That's my mouse in the screen. That right there. I'm gonna try to see if I can follow that road somewhere. Typically, there's cars, which will help me get away. He'll still stalk you. Like, a car's not the greatest option at this point because. Oh, shit, no, I can't go. I don't know how they climb, but no. Is this a house? Sometimes the rocks look like houses. Oh my god. Or cabins. It's awful. There's hunting locations as well, which also help you, you know, sort of stay alive. But at this point, because I'm freezing, I need indoors. And I need indoors fast. I'm guessing we're just gonna. Oh! I have no idea where I am. No idea. I have no sense of where this game brought me in terms of what map. I don't recognize any. Sometimes you can navigate, not sometimes, but you gotta navigate with landmarks. I have no sense of direction. I don't have a spray paint. A spray can. Are those houses over there? Sometimes those rocks look like houses. And by the way, you can look at your footsteps to see if you really want to track. I can't see him. You can track your footsteps to see if you've gone in the same direction. I feel like I'm going around in circles now, which is not atypical of a game like this. But I'm just so concerned with staying alive. And, you know, staying to get away. Oh, is that a silo? I feel like maybe. Oh, I think that's a cabin. Oh, my goodness. Is that a cabin? Please be a cabin. Yes. Oh. Not a juice.
Come on. Come on. We're going to make it. Come on. Come on, Shelly. Come on. We're going to make it, all right? We're going to make it.
What is it doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, Pleasant Valley Farmstead. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, that's a window. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, we made it indoors. Okay. All right. Now I can't see shit. And with all these lights on in this room, I am not going to be able to actually see anything in here. There's a shelf here. Oh, I can't break that down. Let's see if I can spot some matches or anything to light my way. Come on, baby, light my fire. Diamonds are done out on fire. Look at that. What's that? Let's see. Curtain. I can rip the curtains up for cloth. But at this point, like you can see, my condition is slightly improving. Obviously, my thirst and my hunger are still falling. So is my overall energy. But at the very least, I am no longer susceptible to dying of hypothermia. I'm just going to die of thirst or hunger. So you won't die immediately. Your life meter will go down eventually. But we survived the wolf attack. We survived the cold. Now the only horrors that are left. Listen to this music. Isn't that amazing? And you heard the music when a wolf was chasing us, right? Oh my goodness. It's just so great. Look at the sense of dread. There's no one in here. And I'm telling you this now, you get a heads up, man. Huh? You don't know if, like, somebody, you come in here and there might have been somebody in here, you know, could have potentially killed you. But now I can't see any. Oh, what's this? Cabinet. Search cabinet. Oh, good. I don't know. I have no idea how I saw that. Oh, empty. Oh, I can sort of see the cabinets. Eh? Oh, okay. I gotta get in close. It's dark. We don't really need that. The game does a good enough job. Okay, come on, matches, baby. Well, you can see my condition is improving. I'm no longer as cold as I once was. But it's dark in here. It's hard to see anything. Oh my goodness. If I can. Music. The music. You hear that? Someone in here? I don't even know where the door is anymore. Is this the door? No. Ah, there you go. Another location. Oh, it's so dark. Okay. Oh, fireplace. I should be able to grab some charcoal. That's what you can do with this. Oh, yes, charcoal. Yay. Now, charcoal is important because it helps you draw on the map. It's a funny kind of setting or kind of thing to do, but when you have charcoal, you actually draw on a piece of paper and you draw, you know, what you see, therefore revealing the location for you. So it's an interesting game dynamic. Okay, I just want. Oh, what's this? Oh, what was that? Take something. Table, front door. What's the front door? Okay. So I'm going to go outside so you can see this dynamic at play. I grab some charcoal from the fireplace. Anytime you burn wood. That wolf gone? I can't believe I just came out here.
without even thinking about the goddamn wolf that was chasing me.
Fingers feel numb.
What's he say? Okay, so yeah, I've got my charcoal in hand. The way you select your charcoal, if you don't have it selected already, is it shows up here. Now, if I go to my map, you see nothing. So I'm going to do this charcoal thing. But look at the cold now. When you do this, be careful. Because if you're freezing, this does take a little bit of time and you will get cold. Oh my goodness, it revealed nothing! That's awful! No, quick, it's dark now. Oh, I really need to find something to light up anything. Oh, that wolf is gone? I know that there's a... this location. Attic? Let's go in here first. That wolf is no longer haunting me, then I can go check this other place. Sometimes this place, I've been in Pleasant Valley before. Pleasant Valley is actually one of the easiest places you can spawn. We got spawn in a decently easy location. But there's like no resource. Oh, look at this. Oh, it's bright bang. Now watch what this does. I can do a little bit of tech. Who needs a battery in the cold? I'm gonna try to just go in front of the house in case something creepy or shitty happens. It's a relatively safe location, so I will mark this X here and then you'll see that show up in the map. Ah, there we are. If you're in a place that's dark, obviously, we already revealed the farmhouse, then that would be really helpful. It helps you know where you are on a map. Now I am in the basement of the farmhouse with nothing to light my way, and it is incredibly dark in front of the screen. I see nothing. I don't know what this will wind up looking. And this is our first time doing this. But oh, extreme close-up. Whoa! I see nothing. Now I'm going to be stuck in here. You don't even see the door anyway. Okay, you know what? Okay, that's going to be it. So that sort of shows you the game mechanics at this point. I'm gonna quit here. And then I'm gonna do survival again, but now we're gonna do survival in Stalker. Now you saw how quickly that everything was dropping condition. This lets me select. That one just randomly spawned me somewhere. Cool. So let's do Lower Great Bear. We'll do some of the easy ones. I was just in Pleasant Valley. I don't want to do Timberwolf Mountain. Let's do Mystery Lake. Mystery Lake is a fun one. We'll do a female character. I think there are slight differences. Like, the female runs a little faster, but they don't carry as much gear in terms of how much they can carry. The male's stronger, but can't run as fast. We'll enable both of these again because we earned them. We'll call this Sandbox 5. Okay, another same thing I mentioned earlier. And how long can I survive?
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
No list of things is to be. The day provincial is so hard to see the little is so small. The hour is no later. I couldn't read fast enough. It's not because I can't read fast enough, it's just it looks really small on the screen. Okay, so time of the day is relatively late. You can see the weather. By the way, we got really good weather last time around. I can see this weather is a little colder. Is that a wolf there already? Oh my goodness. You see that there? I don't know if my mouse shows up in the screen. There's a wolf all day right there. Incredible. Oh, come. He saw me? Is he chasing me already? Oh, there's a
I ran so far away. I ran. Couldn't get away.
Oh my god, I should search this guy because he probably has something useful, but that wolf is still stalking me. Nothing. Oh my god. What the hell is up with this? I mean, it's pretty typical, honestly. Now, look at that weather. You see, like, my temperature meter there is not dropping as quickly as it was on Interloper, but definitely it's
still being haunted. Haunted? Hunted. Haunted. Haunted. It's haunted. I'm still being hunted by the wolves. Listen to that music. So I'm not gonna die of cold as quickly as I would have died on Interloper, that's for sure. Now, I'm cheating in here a little bit, because I sort of know... Oh, no, 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 you gotta punch, 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 punch. Oh my goodness, no. How can that be? No, the long dog. Look at my steps, the king. No, this is... Yeah, look at, he's just stalking me. I don't even remember which way I was going. Oh, I was going this way. Now look at my health meter. Now I'm losing blood. What, do I have anything? Oh, antiseptic, I guess. I spawned with some antiseptic, but now I'm gonna die of blood loss. Great, I have no risk of infection anymore. Great! Won't be an infection because there won't be any blood. Look at my condition. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So now I am at the mercy of the elements. Wow, I cannot believe it happened that quickly. Oh man, and there's a cabin around here. I feel like I know where I am, sort of. No. You hear that? Oh, look at my meter down there with my little heart. It's red now. Now I'm going to start. Hear the music. Is that the cabin there? Oh, I might make it. No. The cabin there. The cabin there. Come on. There might be a first aid kit there. Come on. No, don't go quietly into that dark, please. Look at my meter. No, no, no. Keep walking. Keep walking. No, I'm not going to make it. Don't fade. Stay alive. Keep going. You can do this. Trapper's Homestead. There's a first aid kit in there. Come on. Come on. Fall forward. Come on. Come on. Okay, okay. All right. We might. Okay. Okay. Oh, come on. Get to that door. Right here. Open the door. Okay. First aid kit. Please don't let it be too dark. There's the first aid kit here. Come on, come on, come on. No. That's it. No, I need band-aids, damn it. Come on. No, no, no. There's the shelf here. This drawer. Where's this? No. Stop moving around so much. Come on, I made it to the cabin and there was no stupid band-aid. Stop moving, let me open up a drawer, please, shelf, no, not the drawer. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Shit. You know what, I think that's gonna be it for this game. That's going to be it for this review. Just think that's good enough. If this is your first time here, thank you for joining us on our review of The Long Dark. Thank you so much. This is Rick's Horror Video Game Review Show, and that's been The Long Dark. I love that game. There will be other video games. In fact, I have one already that I have already completed that I want to talk about. But thank you. If you're still watching this somehow, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. I am told that I'm supposed to tell you that by my producers. Be our friend on the TikTok, on the Instagram, and all those social media outlets. We post fun stuff there. We'll catch you again next time on another exciting episode of Rick's Horror Review Show. Rick's Rated R Horror Review Show. Oh, music's still going. Pretend like I'm doing something with my papers. Fascinating.